Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to move past the usual headlines about generative AI. We're going straight into the architecture, specifically the critical structural shift that's needed for autonomous AI agents to actually be trusted inside the enterprise.
Right. We're not talking about simple assistants anymore.
No, not at all. We're talking about high-speed decision-making systems, and our mission today is to really understand the profound liability risks that just pop up when AI moves from, you know, summarizing a document to adjudicating an insurance claim.
Or assessing regulatory compliance. It's a whole different ballgame.
We really need to unpack the difference between an AI that just sounds fluent and an AI that is logically correct. There's a huge gap there.
And for this deep dive, we're leaning on some incredibly insightful material. Our analysis is rooted in this this really compelling white paper. It just cuts right to the heart of the matter. Mm-hmm. Why large language models, as they are now, are fundamentally, well, they're ill-suited for deterministic, rule-bound logic.
And who's behind this work?
This work was authored by Sanjay Mittal. He's the founder of Predictica AI. And frankly, it provides a perspective that I think any VC evaluating deployment risk or any AI architect really has to internalize.
Absolutely. The core challenge they identify is this structural mismatch. That's the term they use.
A structural mismatch. It's perfect.
It is, because on one side, you have the probabilistic world of language. What's the most statistically likely next word? And on the other, you have business logic, which is it's non-negotiable. It's deterministic.
Right. If a rule is broken, the outcome isn't just kind of wrong. It's invalid. Full stop. There's no gray area.
So let's talk about that. How did we get here? This transition seems to have happened very quietly.
It really has. For the last couple of years, AI was all about assistants. That was the key word.
Summarizing meetings, drafting emails.
Exactly. And if the model made a mistake, a human was almost always in the loop to catch it, to fix it. The stakes were pretty low.
The cost of an error was, what, a little bit of inconvenience?
At most. But now enterprises are deploying autonomous agents that decide. They're not just assisting. They're approving loans. They're adjudicating insurance claims. Hmm. These decisions happen at machine speed, often with, you know, very limited human oversight.
And if those systems are wrong, the consequences are immediate and they're huge. Mm. The scale of propagation means one error isn't one mistake.
It's thousands or millions even of invalid decisions just happening instantly.
Wow.
And the paper makes a crucial point, especially for our audience. When those errors happen, the liability, it rests squarely with the enterprise that deployed the system.
Not the AI vendor.
Not the AI vendor who supplied the model. That's the new reality of enterprise risk management. If you build on a probabilistic system for a deterministic job, that exposure, financial, regulatory, it's all yours.
Which brings us to the key weakness, the one that LLMs just keep showing in these high-stakes environments. They just can't reliably follow complex business rules.
They can read them. They can even quote them back to you.
But they can't enforce them.
Exactly. And this leads to what the source material calls the most dangerous failure mode of all, the logic hallucination.
Okay, logic hallucination. That's different from a factual one, right?
It's much more subtle, and that's what makes it so dangerous. A factual hallucination, you know, makes up a source. You can check it. But a logic hallucination, it produces an answer that sounds perfectly fluent. It even cites the right regulatory documents.
But the conclusion is just wrong.
Demonstrably, mathematically, legally incorrect. All because the rules were misapplied somewhere along the way.
But wait, if the model has access to the right source material, say, through a sophisticated RAG system, retrieval augmented generation, why does it still fail on the logic?
Because it's a structural problem. It's not about information access. If you look at how LLMs actually work, they're trained to optimize for one thing: linguistic plausibility.
What's the most statistically likely thing to say next?
Precisely. They are not built for logical correctness. Enterprise logic isn't about likelihood. It's about validity. If a decision breaks one critical compliance rule, it's invalid, period. It doesn't matter how eloquent the AI's explanation is.
It's prioritizing fluency over truth.
Every single time.
So that makes the stakes incredibly clear. Okay, let's look at what companies are doing right now to try and fix this. Things like prompt engineering, fine-tuning, RAG.
Are they enough to patch this structural hole for deterministic decision making?
Yeah.
The answer is a definitive no. They're necessary, sure, but they're not sufficient.
So let's take RAG. It's brilliant at what it does, right?
It is. It solves the problem of information access. It makes sure the model has the latest policies, the newest regulations. It stops factual fabrication.
Okay.
But It doesn't solve the core problem of application. You can feed the LLM the entire rulebook, but that probabilistic engine is still the final judge on how those rules interact.
So it's like giving someone a recipe.
But then just trusting their gut on whether to follow it.
Right. And what's the failure pattern you see when you combine RAG with this kind of probabilistic engine?
Well, the failure mode shifts. The authors detail this really clearly. Instead of making up facts, you get these highly sophisticated logic hallucinations. The model will retrieve a rule, it'll reference it correctly in its output, but then it fails to enforce a cross-step constraint, or just ignores an exception.
So it knows the rule exists, but it just misinterprets how to apply it.
Exactly. And here's the most dangerous part. The system has no way to check its own work. There's no independent arbiter of truth.
So as you said before, it's grading its own homework.
It is literally grading its own homework. And in a regulated industry, that's a recipe for absolute compliance disaster.
And this is where it gets really interesting. Because to prove this weakness isn't just theoretical, the paper introduces a perfect stress test. They call it the canonical logic failure. And they use the EU 261 flight compensation regulation.
Yes. The EU 261 regulation is the perfect domain to expose these limitations. It looks so simple on the surface.
If your flight is delayed, you get paid. Simple.
But the logic is, it's a minefield. It's densely multi-layered, interactive, and constantly being reinterpreted by courts.
Okay, walk us through. What makes it so hard for an LLM?
Well, you're dealing with this matrix of nested rules. You have to figure out eligibility based on the place of departure and arrival, the airline's home country, the final arrival delay.
Okay.
And crucially, the compensation amount depends on the total journey distance, not just the leg that was delayed. Then you have layers of exceptions for extraordinary circumstances, which have their own precedents. It just keeps going.
A human claims agent would probably take, what, 20 minutes to sort through a complex case?
Easily. But an LLM agent has to do it at scale, and it has to get every single step right. If any one of those interacting constraints is misinterpreted, the whole decision is wrong. It's indefensible.
So when they put the LLMs through the stress test, what did they find? What were the repeatable failures that Sanjay Mittal and his team identified?
The failures were so telling. They point right back to that core structural problem. One systematic failure was what they called segment-based reasoning.
Okay, what's that?
The model would see a delay on, say, the second leg of a three-leg trip, but then it would fail to calculate the total delay based on the final arrival time at the final destination, which is what the rule actually says.
Ah, so it gets fixated on the immediate obvious fact, the one delayed segment, instead of enforcing the overarching rule about the final destination.
Exactly. Another one was incorrect distance calculation. The compensation tiers are based on the total journey distance.
Right, under 1,500 kilometers, 1,500 to 3,500.
Correct. The LLMs frequently used the distance of just the delayed segment, not the whole trip from start to finish, so they'd calculate the wrong payout.
And what about the nuances? The exceptions in any regulation are always the trickiest part.
They really struggle there. There's a clause, for instance, where compensation on long-haul flights can be cut by 50% if the delay is between 3 and 4 hours. The LLM agents just consistently miss this. They'd either award the full amount or nothing.
They called that the failure to apply exceptions.
Yes. But the most illuminating failure, the one that really proves the whole point, was the 2024 contradiction.
Tell us about that. That sounds like a case where new information should just completely override an old pattern.
Precisely. Earlier this year, a new judicial document came out, EU C2245687. It established a new hard rule. It said that flights that just transit through the EU but start and out outside of it are no longer covered by EU 261. This overrides nearly two decades of precedent.
Okay, a clear new rule.
But,
so what did the LLMs do when they had the old pattern and the new rule?
The authors found that even when the models were fed this new document, even when they referenced it, they would still fail to apply the exception.
You're kidding.
No. They prioritized the statistical weight of 20 years of learned patterns, the sheer volume of data saying these flights were covered over the single overriding explicit new rule.
They chose the fluent, historically weighted answer over the legally correct one.
That's it.
And that right there, for our audience of VCs and AI experts, proves this isn't some technical glitch. This is a measurable economic risk. You can't build a $1 billion enterprise on a system that systematically ignores new compliance rules.
Which brings us to the architectural shift proposed by Predictica AI. The solution. the need to move to a hybrid probabilistic deterministic architecture.
So not replacing the LLM?
No, not at all. It's about creating a system where the LLM's output is rigorously checked by a logic system that, well, that can't be fooled.
I like that. A logical co-pilot. How do you split the work between the probabilistic language model and the deterministic rule enforcer?
You play to their strengths. You use the LLM to interpret ambiguous human language, to read documents, and to generate a candidate decision.
A first draft.
A first draft, exactly. But you explicitly decouple the decision generation from the decision validation. And for that, you need a dedicated symbolic system. The authors detail their own implementation of this, which they call the Logic Validation Engine, or LVE.
Okay, let's unpack the LVE. If the LLM produces a candidate decision, this passenger gets 600 euros. How does the LVE check it independently?
The LVE acts as a strict binary gatekeeper. It takes that candidate decision and it runs it against a separate, explicitly defined model of the business logic. It checks every constraint. Was the final destination delay used? Was the total journey distance mapped correctly? Was that 2024 transit exception applied?
And if even one rule is violated?
It rejects the decision, but, and this is the brilliant part, it doesn't just say no. It provides corrective feedback. It generates a precise explanation of which rule failed and why.
So not just you're wrong, but rule 4B was violated because the calculated distance was 3,000 kilometers. And for that distance, the delay had to be over 4 hours. So it's a generate, validate, refine loop. The feedback is so specific that the LLM can use it to correct its own reasoning path on the next try. You're building hard guardrails around its statistical gut feelings.
That's the only way to get from a plausible guess to a legally defensible outcome. This hybrid approach gives you the hard guarantees of correctness that purely probabilistic systems just can't provide. Trust is built on verifiability, not on fluency.
Okay, let's switch gears slightly to compliance. This is huge for our audience. When an AI makes a decision in a regulated space, you have to be able to audit and explain it. How does the LVE help there?
This is one of the biggest distinctions. When an LLM explains its decision after the fact, it's generating what the sources call an explanatory hallucination.
An explanatory hallucination?
Yes. It's a beautifully written story that justifies the output, but it might have absolutely nothing to do with the actual statistical path the model took to get there. It's a plausible, but potentially dishonest narrative.
So it's retroactively making up a story for why it chose what it chose.
That's right. The LVE, on the other hand, generates an audit trace. Because it's using explicit symbolic logic, the trace is a verifiable, structured record of every single rule that was checked.
Which rules were satisfied, which were violated, the data used.
A whole thing. It's not a narrative. It's the exact decision process captured. For an enterprise, this is proactive compliance. You get a defensible, auditable record for every single AI-driven decision.
That's the strategic takeaway for the VCs listening, isn't it?
It is. Investing in this kind of architecture is investing in compliance and in reduced liability. And the lesson from EU 261 generalizes completely.
Banking, insurance.
Banking with KYC and OFAC screening, insurance claims,
yeah.
Healthcare coverage determinations. The problem is identical across every single rule-bound industry.
The core challenge is always the same. If the logic is deterministic, the enforcement layer must also be deterministic. You can't just hope for the best.
And to summarize the central conclusion from the work led by Sanjay Mittal of Predictica AI, the future of trustworthy enterprise AI cannot and will not be built on language fluency alone. It has to be architected for provable correctness.
So what does this all mean for you, whether you're building these systems or investing in them? It means that as AI agents get more autonomy, you have to adopt these hybrid architectures. You have to ensure that logic guides language.
The fluency of the LLM is just the user interface, the deterministic validation layer. That's the compliance engine. That's the business.
And we'll leave you with a final thought, one that brings us back to Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland. When Alice doesn't know where she wants to go, the Cheshire Cat tells her she can take any path because it doesn't really matter. But for an autonomous AI making critical decisions in regulated environments, decisions about finance or health or eligibility, the path must matter.
It has to.
The path has to be explicitly known and validated. And this kind of architectural separation ensures that the decision-making process isn't just a statistical guess down a plausible-sounding path, but a structured, defensible journey towards a correct conclusion. Thank you for joining us for this crucial deep dive. We'll see you next time.